If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. You know, I like starting off this podcast sometimes with a story, and I have one for you today. This one, not about me. This is also one of those fables that I really like because it really, for us as designers, I'm hoping it speaks to some of you. I feel like I should give you a warning. Some of you who've been desperately trying to get a licensing agreement and you haven't been doing online at all. You guys know I love contracts. Like, I want you guys to get one, but I think this might help you a little bit. All right. So the name of the story is The Bell and the Cat. I hope that you've heard it before. It's pretty great. It's really short. So the story goes something like this. There is a family of mice and they have been living in absolute fear because of a cat, as you would if you were a mouse, right? And one day they came together and they're like, we are going to have a jam session. We are going to talk strategically about how we can defeat this cat. Clearly Tom and Jerry style. So they're going to figure out how to defeat this cat. So they're going back and forth. And one very young mouse gets up to suggest his idea. And he suggests that they put a bell around the cat's neck so they can hear it when it comes up to them, right? Which, this is a great idea, right? When I first read it, I was like, yeah, duh, that makes a lot of sense. Put a bell on it and then you can run away. So all of the other mice agree because clearly they were thinking like me and they were like, this is a great idea, except for one wise old mouse. And the one wise old mouse says, it is a great idea in theory, but then says, who is going to put the bell on the cat? And I mean, that's the last liner, right? And you do go, who is going to put the bell on the cat without getting killed, right? And so the lesson or moral of the story is that it's very easy to propose very impossible remedies. It's very easy to come up with ideas, and it is very hard to execute them. How many of you feel that way in your design businesses right now? That you are coming up with good ideas, but some of them feel impossible. Some of them feel 100% impossible. Maybe you've gone and taken a course. Okay. I know there are a lot of courses kicking off here in this next little bit. And you're going to go learn, for example, surface pattern design from someone. Okay. And you're going to get the education, which I applaud you on. Go get some education. I love it. And then you are like, I am going to get a licensing contract from this. It's going to be the best. It's going to be amazing. And I'm going to do it. Okay. And it's not impossible, but you really haven't been trained for the most part. I don't know of any program but ours that teaches business to their designers. So you haven't been trained to do the business. So how in the heck are you going to get the licensing deal? Right. And so it's not impossible, but it's like trying to put the bell on the cat when you're a mouse. It feels like how am I even going to do it? Like, what's the plan? I mean, maybe if you were like, is it Gus Gus and who are the two mice from Cinderella? Gus Gus and Jack? Jack and Gus Gus? Is that it? Jack and Gus Gus. Maybe you could like hop out, you know, from the stairs because they had all their little secret passageways and you could jump on the cat from behind. Do you like, I'm trying to figure out a way to do this. I feel as if there's got to be a way to get that bell on the cat. And then if there were two of you, you could like make one side fall down. Oh, you'd need another mouse down on the bottom of, you know, below the cat to throw the ribbon right back up so it goes all the way around its neck. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would do very well as a mouse, you guys. So anyway, the bottom line is it's kind of like that. Like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something's going to stick, right? versus maybe there are things you can do, and I have no idea in this situation. I wish I could come up with a good idea for these poor little mice, but there are things for you as a designer that you know does stick to the wall, okay? We've talked about it. There are lots of online platforms you can learn to make money on. Tons, you guys. I mean, emerging ones every day, plus old school ones that people have been using for a while now. Okay, so there are online platforms that you can use to start making money. You understand, based on this show, or if you came to boot camp, that volume is a key here, right? If you've read my latest book, Make Art That Sells, I don't know if you've read it yet. If you've read it, or you've come to the masterclass, which, by the way, totally free. If you have a coupon code, I'm going to give you one right now. Make Art. Just put in that coupon code. You will get it for free. Okay. So go to makeartbook.com and you can get into that. Okay. But all the things I talk about, we have a full formula in that class and in that book that teaches you how to make art that sells, right? Plug and play. There are ways. And yet so many people aren't doing it because they've got their heart set on something that is difficult or impossible. They've got their heart set on putting a bell on a cat when you're just a mouse. How many of you are doing that? Did you even notice you were doing that? Because that's what you're doing. Especially when there are other solutions. I wish I could think of some, you guys. You guys are going to have some in the comments. I mean, I guess we're on the podcast, so you guys can't comment. You can leave me a review. But tell me in the review how you would, as a small mouse, get this bell around this cat. Well, maybe not bell. Maybe it's something totally different, right? Maybe you have cat traps instead of mouse traps all over the house so you can catch the cat. Maybe we just need to watch some Tom and Jerry, because it seems like Tom really is it Tom or Jerry? Jerry's the mouse? Man, you guys, I need to watch some Tom and Jerry. I think Jerry's the mouse. Jerry does a really good job of always like anviling, you know, Tom and, you know, doing the crazy stuff, right? Anyway, the bottom line is you have solutions. You are choosing not to do them. Hear me again. You have solutions. You are choosing not to take them. Literally, you guys, there are things you can do to make money as a designer, to create a career as a designer. But you're so caught up with still doing your social media and trying to get a following. You're so caught up with trying to get a licensing deal and doing a contract before you even have the experience or even whereabouts for like a contracting company or a creative director to even look at you. They like experience. As a former creative director, I can tell you right now, we like experience. We like designers who can show us a portfolio of work so we get an idea of what they can do. Because I don't want to hire a designer for just this project. I want to hire a designer that's going to work for me for all the projects. Like if you're going to come to my scrapbooking company, I want to make sure you can do 5 lines for me this year, 3 lines for me this year. So I have to see your whole portfolio. I don't want to hire you for one project. That is a HR nightmare to hire one designer for one thing. It's not very fun, okay? So like most of you aren't thinking like a creative director, and so like you're just nowhere close. So make the stuff, sell the stuff, start building yourself up so that you can be doing the thing that needs to be happening, which is making money as a designer through all the methods that are available to you. And there are lots of them, so many of them. Okay. And get to work. It's not going to be a free pass. It's not like it is the lucky person who just accidentally gets a licensing deal. I don't know very many people who do it. I know some of you think maybe I did it. If you've come to Design Bootcamp, you'll know the whole first year, I didn't make any money. And then it wasn't 18 months, you guys, 18 months, which actually in our program is the solid like deal breaker. Seems like most people hit their stride around 18 months in our program. And I think there's something to that. It's because you get enough experience to understand the field that you're in, that you're designing for, that you start to finally become mature enough to know what needs to be done in order to make money. There is something to that. There is something to spending some time in that field and getting experience. So anyway, if you have been acting like a little mouse, a little young mouse, and not the wise mouse, just reevaluate, kind of see where you're at and see what you actually need to do to get there, okay? I can tell you right now, the designers who are doing the things that are unsexy, they're the ones who are getting paid. The designers who are doing the sexy stuff, they are not making very much money. I see it all the time. Guys, Instagram numbers lie. Lie, lie, lie. They do not tell you the truth about how much money someone's making. I know someone who has 1,000 followers who makes $11 million a year. I know people who have 200 followers who make $30,000, if not less, a year. And some of these are big names of people you know. They do not make hardly any money, okay? Instagram does not tell you, those numbers do not tell you anything about how much income that designer actually makes. And a bunch of these designers, surface pattern designers, you see them with 60, 70,000, 80,000, 100,000 followers. Most of them are making 80,000 or less. Okay? And it's because they rely on contracts. Instead of going in deep and actually learning the business part, and doing what is difficult and unsexy to be making 100 plus. All right. Those are my thoughts for you guys today. Keeping it real. Keeping the love tough. But I think you can handle it. I think you can handle it because you want something more for your life. And I think by giving you the tough love, you can handle it. And you can figure out what you need to do in your next steps. All right, guys, everybody have an amazing day. Sorry for so much tough love today, but I know you can handle it, and I will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.